Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we're here with the Kenneth Copeland Bible College student body. Praise God. Let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so now I told you we're going to take a flu shot. Well, I mean, the children were small and John's eyes got big. And so I'll tell you, let me go over here now to let's see. Now, okay. Let's go back here. Deuteronomy 28:15. Now notice how the same format is used. You establish it in this verse, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. So we've established it. Now they're going to come up in individual ways. Curse shall you be in the city, curse shall you be in the field, curse shall be your basket and your store, curse shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of, here goes my kind, and the flocks of your sheep, curse shall you be when you come in, curse shall you be out. Now come to notice this. And the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption. Now wait a minute. Go back and apply that first verse. The Lord isn't smiting you. It said it'll come to pass. If you don't listen, this is coming. And you could read it like this. And you will be smitten. Either way is good. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, with a fever, inflammation, extreme burning, and with the sword, with blasting, mildew. Oh, dear God. Well, let's just jump over here, and you don't need to read all of this. I want you to read verse 47. Because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Well, things were kind of balled up and messed up. And I went over there, the first chapter of Isaiah, and I said, and Lord, you said to me, he said, you don't qualify. What, I don't qualify? No, you don't qualify. You serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. I read that several things and I said, I qualify now. So I went over to the book of Exodus, you serve the Lord your God, and I wrote right in with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. He take a sickness from me, now I qualify. Anyway, I want you to see that. So, and, you know, you're just cursed in all of this. So let's just go on over to the 61st verse. You haven't had to go through all of this because there's a bunch of nasty stuff in there. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law will the Lord bring upon you till you're destroyed. I mean, that covers it right there. So, howsomever, let's go over here to the book of Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I have marked this thing up until I've lived in it for so long. In chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, are you there? Let's just begin reading with, first one. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works by the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered in so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the spirit and works miracles among you, does it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham. Woo-hoo-hoo. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now, I just put a red bracket around this thing, just so I just stamped on my memory. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The scripture preached. It's still preaching to us today. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be what? Blessed. We just read the curse. Blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many are of the works of the law are under the curse, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say it. The just shall live by faith. Here we are. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So, now, I said, now, Gloria, you and I'll be right here. I said, John, you sit there, and Kelly, you sit there. Are you ready for your flu shot?
Yes, sir.
The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, with fever and inflammation and an extreme burning. I said, that sound like the flu to you? Yes, sir. Inflammation. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I'm redeemed from this. We're not going to have this. So I said, okay, John and Kelly. So you're John and Kelly, okay? I'll say, all right, now let's read this. The Lord, come on. I don't allow my children to sit there quietly while I read. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, with inflammation, and extreme burning is under the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So I am redeemed from inflammation. Every sickness and every disease. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from every sickness and every disease. Now, you understand I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on this book. And the Lord that wrote it. And I'm not the only one. COVID-19. Before it was known as COVID-19. Ministers' conference. And I was sitting, well, you've heard me tell this before, but I'm for the TV audience, I'm doing this. I was sitting about this far away because I'm right on the front row. I'm introducing people. And all of a sudden, you can't put this on me. You know you can't put this on. You can't put this on me. So get 15 minutes. All during this whole thing, all of it. During that time, it was time to travel. We were tested before we left. We went to Colombia, Central America. We were tested when we got there. We were tested when we left there. We were tested when we got back home. 5 times. I'm talking about personally. 5 times in that whole thing, tested negative. 5 times. We took our flu shots. And I watched the process of different ones. And I'm saying this for a purpose. You keep yourself prayed up. You keep your injection going all the time. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to go back and pay some attention to these food laws. For instance, I don't know how many of you have ever tasted pork, just plain. It doesn't have any taste. It's so bland. Well, the reason why is God didn't intend for you to be eating the thing in the first place. You either got to smoke it, fry it, or it doesn't have any taste. Well, let me tell you something, baby. The Lord put that in there. He don't intend for you to eat the pig. Nobody's eating the pig. They're eating the seasoning. You can do the same thing to turkey meat. Oh, I like my turkey bacon in the morning. Now let's go back to the olden days. On the farm, my grandpa's farm, There was a slop bucket. That doesn't sound good to start with. There was a slop bucket at the table. And you just rake it all off in there to slop the hogs. And then got some good old bacon. Yeah. And I don't know what your mama and them did. That's a good word, isn't it? H-O-W-Z-E-M-I-M-A-N-A-M. How's your mama and them? But anyway. It was a little mason jar sitting right here on the stove. And you do the bacon. Mm-hmm. And you pour the grease. My arteries are feeling it now. You pour the grease off of the slop. This whole thing is looking bad. It was bad. You pour it in there. Well, you have some lard. And so Mm-hmm. Got to have some biscuits and gravy. So you take that lard and pour that in there, mix that all up, and make some gravy out of that. So I'm going to pour some pig over my biscuit. I'm serious. That's the reason those laws are in there. That pig wasn't created by God to be eaten. Say, well, what they created for? I don't really care. Anyway, it's not my business to judge the poor pig. God's already judged him, so anyway. But this is important because that's part of your health. And you just need to learn and find out about these things. And my trainer, Yvonne Bonda. So my diet is a plant-based diet with protein. It is not a protein-based diet with lettuce ready. I don't eat beef. Brother Copeland, what do you do? Well, I don't know what you do, but I harvest my own food. I have such a freezer right now full of venison and elk meat. And we have a small greenhouse, fresh tomatoes all year long. Thank you very much. And there's ways to do these things and have a good, strong, proper diet. And you can do it in a grocery store. But this is extremely important to this. Now, I've said all I'm going to say about that. Let's go on with this. Let's go back up here at the 8th verse. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. Who's the heathen? Anybody not a Jew? The heathen, through faith, say through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as under the works of the law, oh man, I'm telling you, class, we now know what law means. And law is good. You can't have a country without law. And probably the most stupid and the most act is to defund the police. I don't ever let a police officer, anywhere I go in a restaurant, I never let a police officer pay for his own meal. Never. And there was one time, I remember John and Kelly were there, and And we just got up. I said, come on over here, kids. And I mean, they're, you know, they're not just little children. I said, I want you to meet these gentlemen. And I said, you know, we pray for you every day. Really? I said, yes, sir. 13th chapter of the book of Romans. The authority of God does not wear the sword in vain. And I said, now, Kelly and John, these are your friends. And if you run into trouble on the street, you run to them, not away from them. And I said, for that reason, keep the law. Amen. And I've more than once I've seen tears come, these guys, full-grown men. And some of them say, no, I don't want. I said, sir, uh-uh. No, no, you don't ever pay for a meal in my presence. That's a small price to pay. Yes. So, and I want to add this too. We have a fallen officers fund, a first responders fund. Whether it be a police officer, fireman, first responder, that for any reason in our county lose their life, then either myself or Pastor George or the both of us take that fallen officer's fund and we present it to the widow. With no strings attached. And in one case, I'll just use my own case. You go to the chief, either the fire chief or the police chief. And I said, now, sir, I'd rather you didn't say anything about this in the newspapers. And I said, that's not why we're doing this. This is very confidential. I'm telling you this because I strongly suggest you do the same. And you do this and you present this. And more than once, this one woman said, just started bawling and said, I didn't know what I was going to do with these children. Amen. So these things have to do with being redeemed from the curse of the law. For Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. My God. We'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus is the key to true fulfillment in life. Through Him, you can have a life that's worth living. Imagine experiencing heaven's blessings in every area of life, spirit, soul, and body, right here on earth. Yes, this same Jesus is our living connection to God, who is our loving Father. And that living contact opens the door to receiving all the good things He's promised us. This is why Jesus is offering you an invitation to a new, exciting life in Him. Receiving Him into your heart, asking Him to be the Lord of your life, is the best decision that anyone can make, guaranteed. Now, if you're ready to make a fresh start in life, then pray this from your heart. Lord, I acknowledge that I am a sinner needing a Savior. God proved His love for me through your sacrifice. Today, I acknowledge the free gift of His love. Today, I confess my sins before you. Today, I ask you to be my Savior and Lord. Today, I bow my knee to you as my Lord. Today, I am no longer a sinner and a slave to sin. Today, I am made new and I'm forgiven. Today, I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Your spirit has come alive and you have the very life of God in you right now. God has begun a good work in you and you can be confident He will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, to help you maintain your living contact with God, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a gift to send you. It's called the Salvation Package, and it includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. I want to encourage you to spend time every day in God's Word and in prayer. There's so much more to receive from God, including being filled with the Holy Spirit. So be sure to get your copy of the Salvation Package and begin your journey of faith. Request your copy today free on kcm.org. Now don't hesitate, but allow the love of God to continue the work by faith. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
It has been just wonderful having you with us today. And I didn't plan to say anything about the fallen officers and so forth. But even if you just do it yourself and just say, well, Brother Copeland, it might not amount to much. Hey, it will. It'll build up. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and this class reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.